This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. For days now, our night sky has been graced by an interstellar visitor, a comet flying by Earth, one that last passed through our solar system, 50,000 years ago. If you can get a good look at it, you will see something extraordinary, a glowing green tail. It'll make its closest approach to our planet tomorrow. E.C. Krupp is an astronomer and the director of Griffith Observatory here in L.A. Welcome.
Thanks an awful lot. Glad, obviously, to get people out and looking for this comet if they possibly can do it in the light-polluted skies of Southern California.
Right. Can you see it with the naked eye?
You should be able to. I have not succeeded yet, and I would argue that now is just about exactly the right time. Of course, you need clear sky, and so that means watching the weather. It's in a pretty good location for finding it, but it's at the very threshold of visibility. That means with your unaided eye, you're unlikely to see it with the city lights. Binoculars or a small telescope certainly will help and probably make you succeed. Otherwise, you really have to get out of town, and even then, it's work.
Oh, wow. What if you just go up to the Griffith Observatory and look through a telescope?
Not exactly going to work at the observatory because the comet, although it's circling around the North Pole of the sky and so never really sets or rises, it's not really up high enough to kind of catch and see until about 11 o'clock or so. 11 to midnight is kind of an optimum time right now to go looking. And the observatory closes, as does the park, at 10 p.m. So at the moment, we are not attempting to show the comet. And if you did see it through a telescope, it wouldn't look like the pictures that have appeared various places. It'll look just like a very faint, fuzzy little star.
Okay, well, the pictures show that it's green. Why is it green?
We know why it's green, and that has to do with the composition of the comet. Comets are essentially great big dirty snowballs. That means they have water, ice, and carbon. And the carbon is heated up into, at least some of it, a gas that is kind of what you might say boiling off of the small mountain of gas and dirt. And those molecules of carbon are hit by ultraviolet radiation, light, from the sun. And that energetic light splits those molecules. And they then recombine. They kind of break apart and recombine, and they emit green light. And the green light from this comet, and really most comets will emit that green light, is coming from that carbon. But keep in mind, that green color is collected by photographic techniques. Again, with your eye, if you are lucky enough to see it, this comet is going to look white, not green.
Okay, so but you're saying it's a tough thing to see this comet. You're really going to have to work at it.
It really is. You know, we live in light saturated cities now, and we're lucky to be able to see the moon, let alone the stars. Yeah. And something like a comet like this is really at the very limit of what the unaided eye can see. Sometimes we get much brighter comets. This one just happens to be coming through, and it's caught our attention. I think especially because the pictures that show that green tail.
Well, what's exciting to you about this comet? You know, for me, I was amazed at this once in a 50,000 year occurrence. It seems pretty remarkable that it's coming back after 50,000 years. What does that say about the comet and about us here on Earth?
Well, in a sense, we are kind of lucky. There are lots of comets or comet nuclei, really, these frozen floating mountains in space, but they're way, way in the outer solar system, far beyond dwarf planet Pluto and the other objects that we know are out there. If you think about it for a second, it takes about 240 years for Pluto to circle the sun, and this comet is taking about 50,000. So that means that its orbit carries it way out to this cloud where there are lots of these things, but only some of them get disturbed gravitationally now and then to have their orbits shift and make it in towards the inner solar system, which this one is doing. And so whenever one of these comes in, we're privileged. We're privileged just to see it because when these comets appear, they're really interesting, but also they are material left over from the very origins of the solar system. So every time we see one of these, we're looking at some material that's really part of the creation that ultimately leads to us.
Wow. It does make me feel pretty small, though, I have to say.
Astronomy will do that for you.
Astronomer E.C. Krupp, director of the Griffith Observatory here in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Always good to have some perspective. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for joining us today. I'll see you tomorrow.